So can computer technology, used on a serious education level, help increase your level of education and even save you money in the end? My next guest, I think he says yes. Indiana University Professor Curtis Bonk presents his latest work, a product of more than two decades of research on e-learning, blended learning, and technology in education. We get the details. The book, The World is Open. Hello to you, Professor Bonk.
Good morning.
Glad you're here. I know Professor of Instructional Systems Technology at Indiana, founder and president of SurveyShare and CourseShare, former ed psychologist. And I guess the first question, are you ready for classes to gear up in the great city of Bloomington?
I just got ready, in fact. So, yeah, I'm ready to roll.
Nice. Ready to roll with our conversation. The world is open, your tagline, how web technology is revolutionizing education. I mentioned you've done the research, Curtis. How is web technology revolutionizing education today?
Across all sectors, whether we're talking corporate training or we're talking about K-12 schools or higher education. There are so many avenues for one to dip their toes in a little way, even an instructor doing blended, or to teach fully online or take fully online classes. At the K-12 level, we're talking over 1 million kids in the U.S. alone learning online. In the state of Michigan, up there by you, you've got a requirement of 20 hours of online experiences to get a high school degree. And you've got Mandarin Chinese being offered to all the high schools within the state. Down in the southern end in Florida, they have a requirement that all K-12 schools have to have online equivalents from kindergarten through high school in every school district. So that's at the K-12 level. At the college level, you know, MIT's putting all their courses on the web as, in effect, examples of what one can learn online. There's no instructor behind there, but all their courses are up. And now Barack Obama has a new plan for free community college courses and high school courses to kind of jumpstart people into either completing a high school degree or getting a community college degree. So from ebooks to, you know, you name it, online video and YouTube I'm using in my classes, wikis and wiki books. There's just so many ways to learn online.
Yeah. Of course, the title of your book, similar to a one, The World is Flat, Your World is Open, no doubt does apply to Tom Friedman's concept to education, Kurt?
Undoubtedly, yeah. In fact, I talked to Friedman as I was starting to write the book, and originally, it was going to be an edited book of People Have Changed the World, and it was going to be called An Extension of the World is Flat. And actually, I talked to his publisher a bit about it. A small publisher told me I had all the resources, so I should write the book myself. So I did, and changed the title from an extension of his book to The World is Open. And at that point, I kind of lost his publisher's interest, but that's okay. So I have these 10 openers instead of 10 flatteners that have revolutionized education. So there's 10 chapters for each flattener. There's an introduction and ending chapter. And I talked to you before we got on the air, I wrote too much. And so I'm taking the extra and I'm adding to it and creating a free ebook for people, which will be on a website called worldisopen.com with all the same chapters, just different contents. There's just so much happening.
Of course, so we are speaking on what's happening in the world of Indiana University. Professor Curtis Bonk, his latest book is out, and we're talking about it. The world is open. Let's get even more practical. How's YouTube being used?
Oh, wow. You know, I've got a whole list just in my own learning theories class where every week a student goes in and watches 3, 4, 5 YouTube videos that connect the content they're reading and the lectures. They might actually watch the original researcher doing his research, like B.F. Skinner or Piaget in psychology or Watson. And then the class just comes alive by watching these short little 3-minute, 4-minute videos in YouTube. I'm actually doing research today on why people share YouTube videos, watch them, or create them. Most people think it's entertainment value and kids being bored, but that's true of younger students. As they get older, they use YouTube more for professional development. And in fact, YouTube just created YouTube EDU just for, you know, universities have their own channels in YouTube and iTunes as well for podcasts. The University of Michigan near you has got all their dentistry school in podcast format. So, and there's TeacherTube today for K-12 kids. So if parents are worried about what they might see in YouTube, there's now TeacherTube. And Link Television has all National Geographic and Annenberg Foundation videos and Smithsonian ones online. There's so much video content, it's going to wipe out media centers. I don't think we'll need them anymore.
Yep, here to stay. The world is open, Professor Curtis Bonk. Dr. Bonk, you talk about this acronym, We All Learn, that you use to explain your concept. Let me ask you for a couple of venues here. Alternate reality learning, mm-hmm. Dr. Bonk, can you expand?
Sure. And basically, the We All Learn stands for the 10 trends. So first one is web searching in the world of e-books, and the second one's e-learning and blended learning. And so you go through, and it creates an acronym or a framework for people. So we're all overwhelmed by technology every day, you know. And 10 years ago, if we opened up the paper and saw people learning online, we might have been surprised by it 20 years ago. 50 years ago, we would have been shocked by it, you know. And that person, anyone learning online would have been Time Magazine's Person of the Year. But today, we yawn at all that, you know. So alternative reality learning gets us into Second Life, if you've heard of that. And, you know, people are now teaching law school at Harvard in Second Life. People are having hot tub chats with guest authors in Second Life at Pepperdine University. Medical schools are doing, you know, training in Second Life. Nurses are being trained in how to take care of patients in Second Life. There's accounting, my former discipline before I got in this field, down at the University of Central Florida, they teach transactions, asset and liability transactions in Second Life. So that's in there. And then gaming, you know, civilization and other games online and simulations online. So it runs the gamut from simple cases that everyone can do to really high-end virtual worlds that might be high risk. So I think some people just need to do low risk, low cost, low time things and not the high risk stuff.
Where does social media come into play when it comes to education?
You know, that's in the last opener in particular. It's in the sixth one as well, which gets into people participating in their own learning. So in wikis or Wikipedia, people might be writing a book together as a class. My students worked with students from China and Taiwan and Malaysia last year in writing a book on the web about the Web 2.0 and about social media. So it could be that. It could be people creating their own YouTube videos or podcasts like my students have done as well. But that's the sixth opener. And in the tenth opener, we get into what's called networks of personalized learning. So Facebook, and if you've not heard of Ning, N-I-N-G, you might want to check it out. Mark Andreessen, who built Internet Explorer, or not Internet Explorer, but Netscape, I should say, built Ning. And there's millions of groups today forming little social communities in a free tool where they share profiles and discussions and conferences and all sorts of things. So the 10th opener might get into tutoring online, language learning. Live Mocha and Chinese Pod have free language learning. Some of these you sign up to teach a language or take a language for free on the web. So you create your own personalized learning. Facebook is getting into some of that, Twitter and those kinds of things. So we need a community first, and once you form the communities, then the learning can happen.
All right, take-home message from The World is Open, please.
Well, basic notion, the basic premise is now anyone can learn anything from anyone else at any time. And so there's an 11-year-old girl who endorsed my book who wants to teach my class the book. Her name's Adora Svivtek in Redmond, Washington. So whether we're 11 years old teaching others or we're 100 years old learning from others, this is a wide open world with the web, and we should take it and explore for the full extent possible.
Yes, and you have, and I know you continue. Your book is out in a variety of venues, Professor Curtis Bonk.
Yeah, it's available as a Kindle and as an ebook. And if they go to worldisopen.com, they can take a look at that. All the web links are up. They can explore them for free, all the resources. There's a prequel, a postscript, and soon a free ebook. So worldisopen.com.
Right.
Send me a message.
Nice. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and keep up your good work and enjoy your days at Bloomington.
Thanks for having me. Stop down anytime.